We were alerted to the following story on Friday last, and we went up to see what was going on. Members of the Polish community in the Catholic Diocese of Elphin staged a demonstration last Friday evening at the plan, as they saw it, to dispense with the services of a Polish priest who's been based in Sligo Town for the past few years. Father Stanisław Kardas, or Father Stan, as he's commonly known, is chaplain to the Polish community in the parish of St. Anne's in Sligo and elsewhere in the Diocese of Elphin as well. And it does seem, we're told, that his weekly Polish Mass in Sligo Cathedral is one of the best attended Masses in the entire town of Sligo, and it's not only the Polish community who attend. Now, in a moment, we'll hear what the Bishop's Office has had to say in relation to Father Stan's future. But a demonstration, as I say, took place outside the Bishop of Elphin's residence, the Bishop's Palace, last Friday. And I went along to find out what was going on and to talk to some of those involved. Patrick and Matthew, you're members of the Polish community here.
Well, we are actually from Balena, but we are coming here as well for the Mass on Sunday.
Father Stan's Mass?
Yes, for the Polish Mass in St. Anne's, yeah.
But I am not from Sligo, I'm from Balahadrin. And we come to ask Bishop, the few friends is inside, to push him to change decision about the Polish priest. What we really need, we pray every fourth Saturday to rosary to Fatima. Do you understand? I hope. So the priest is with us every fourth Saturday every month, and we are from domestic church from 4 years. Every second Sunday, or it doesn't matter where we have time, of course, because everybody work. So yeah. When we have the domestic church, we need the priest as well for the domestic church. And Bishop here signed. We really no need. We have 1,400 signed from the Polish five county, Roscommon, Mayo, Litrum, what's the name? The Litrum, Roscommon, Sligo, of course. Yeah. It's a big area what the Father Stanley look after us. So,
yeah, so Matthew, you come down from Balena, do you, yes, on a regular basis, and you come from Balladreen, yeah?
Yeah, well, Father Stan is coming to Balena every second Saturday to do the Mass as well in St. Patrick's Church in Balena. He's kind of like Patrick said, he's looking after the whole area here. So if he will be called off, we won't have a priest in the northwest side at all. Like,
yeah, we need the Polish priest for the confessional. We need the Polish priest because we are not. Well, you can hear yourself. Like, I'm not perfect English, but the people, like my parents, he knows speak English, and how he go to the to a confessional between 5 to 10 people before Mass every Sunday, and between 5 to 10 people after Mass every Sunday go to confessional. And now, if we no have Polish priest, or the bishop, he told us he sent some bishop for some priest from the Dublin, but once a month. This is like his joke. Listen, buddy, it's like COVID now, and he want to push us everybody to one small church once time a month. It's not funny. He said we should go to the Balahadrin church, but really, when we don't understand what the priest said, how we can fill this, it's impossible. Like, body is impossible for my parents, impossible.
There's a big turnout here tonight, Matthew, and it's all families, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's all Polish families that usually take part in the Polish Mass, we gather here together.
Between
just
3 years old, the daughter, to 17.
My youngest son is 15 months. He's in the buggy there. And that's another one here. We just came to say
three generation. Kids, we are, and the parents.
Yeah, we came to mark that we are here, we are around, that Polish community is strong, that you know, it's not a great decision that saying there is no need for Polish priests, because that's not true, really.
1,400 signed. Nearly 1,400 signed we have.
Not only Polish, only Irish.
No, Irish as well, yeah. But like, it's much, like, it's few Irish, but it's all Polish signed to begging the bishop to change mine, and can we keep the Polish priest? Of course, Priest Stanley.
Helen, can I ask you why you're here this evening?
Well, I'm here, I suppose, in solidarity with all of these people, all of these families that you see around. I'm a parishioner of St. Anne's, and we have a very good, strong team in St. Anne's, not just priests, but the laity as well. And Father Stan has been part of that team for so long now, for the last number of years. And he has slotted in very well. He communicated very well with us from the beginning, even though his language skills have evolved even more since he came. His skills in English now, we can see him growing in confidence, and it's been great for us to see that. His sense of humour has been brilliant. He's a young, vital man, which is what we need. You know yourself, there's a huge gap, a huge void in the Catholic Church at the minute. There's not enough young people joining. I mean, the gap, what age group are priests? 65, 70, that's what we have. And this is a young man. He has so much more to give the parish, that's all I can say.
Podpisów było prawie 1400, także grupka ludzi przyszła i walczyła o swoje. Nie będziemy mieli później sobie czego zarzucić.
We're trying to support Polish community and Polish priest who got a dismissal letter, and it's very important to us to keep this community. Once we have priests, we can pray together in our own language. And some customs we have are slightly different, like we are blessing food for Easter, at Easter time. So we also sharing bread around Christmas time together.
And Father Stan would understand that and the traditions.
Yes. So we are meeting as a community on those days, very special to us. And probably I feel sorry for elderly people who came here, you know, parents to be with children, grandchildren. And some of them, like most of them, they wouldn't speak English as our generation. And they wouldn't understand a lot, like, so they could go to Irish Mass, but they wouldn't understand. It is very important to have somebody, especially for the confession. This would be very difficult, to, you know, to speak English for many people.
Okay, well, you heard there from Polish community members Patrick and Matthew, and a third lady, and also from Helen O'Hara, who's a member of the St. Anne's Parish in Sligo Town. We've been on to the offices of the Bishop of Elphin, Kevin Dorn, and there was a meeting between representatives of the Polish community and the Bishop last Friday, and they tell us that Father Stanislaw Cardas was due to complete his term of ministry in the diocese in December of this year, but that's now been extended until May 2022. Bishop Dorn is restructuring the Polish chaplaincy in the Diocese of Elphin. It is not coming to an end, they stress. And they say that Bishop Dorn has met with lay leaders of the Polish community in Sligo and outlined the new arrangement to them.